सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
सो देवती आस्क्ड कपिल भगवान, प्लीज टेल मी अबाउट पुरुष एंड प्रकृति। आई वांट टू नो अबाउट द पुरुष एंड प्रकृति। देन भगवान सेड, कपिल भगवान सेड कि दैट प्रकृति हैज गॉट टू स्टेजेस, वन इज अनमैनिफेस्ट, अनदर इज मैनिफेस्ट। इन अनमैनिफेस्ट फॉर्म एवरीथिंग इज इन द सीडल फॉर्म, देर इज नो डिफरेंसिएशन, देर इज नो विशेषता, विशेषता इट इज निर्विशेष, अविशेष। बट वन इट मैनिफेस्ट देन इट इज विशेष। So in the unmanifest state it is called pradhan, and manifest state is called prakriti, and this has got three gunas, and from it the manifestation part is now being enumerated by Bhagwan. There are 24 items in that. First is the five great elements. And you all know that what are these five great elements? Bhumi, Apa, Agni, Marut, Nabha. Five. And then Tanmatra, Tanmatra, five subtle forms. What are the subtle forms? Sabda, Sparsa, Rup, Ras, Gandha. These are Tanmatra. These came first. After that, gross element came. Then he said, 10 senses also came. 10 senses. All the details will be coming further. How the 10 senses came and all that, it will come further. So 10 senses and Srotra Adi Tva Krishna Adi Siga, that means 5 organs of perception and 5 organs of action. So 5 subtle elements, 5 gross elements, 5 organs of perception and 5 organs of action, that means 20, and 4 is manabuddhi chitta ahankar. So in all 24. So in tattvabodh also you'll find 24. Then he said there is another one more thing, is the kala. Kala means the time. Time is the 25th factor. So what the time is doing? It is saying, ahankar vimurasa kartu prakritim yesu bhayam. It gives fear, bhaya. To whom? To a jiva who considers himself as a karta. Karta, because of ignorance, he thinks he is karta. Now you all can have to prove, you know, who is karta, who is a karta. And jiva, out of ignorance, he says, I am karta. And ahankar vimurasya, the same word comes in Bhagavad Gita also, vimura, vishesh rupena mura, not simple mura. This ahankar vimurasya considers himself, I am karta. Actually, karta is prakriti, maya. And who am I? I am Brahman. How can I become Karta? I can't become Karta. I am a Karta. But Ahankar Vimursa, he thinks I am Karta, and therefore he gets Bhayam, fear. Always there is a fear. So how he became Karta? Prakritiyam Iyusaha, having contacted with the Prakriti, having contacted with Anatma. You remember? There are only two things, Atma and Anatma. Having contacted with Anatma, he has become Karta. If connection is not there, no problem. No problem. Then he says, Antah Purush Rupena Kal Rupena Yobahi. In inside that Bhagwan is in the form of Jiva. Inside all of us, in all beings, Bhagwan is there with us. That Atman is there, Paramatma is there, whatever way you say. And Bahi Kal Rupena, and outside it is in the form of time. So Bhagwan says that Kal Rupi Bhagwan is also Bhagwan only, representing as Kal. In Bhagavad Gita also it is said that I am Kal. Bhagwan says, I am Kal, I am time. Okay. Then now verse number 19, Canto 3, Chapter 26, and verse number 19.
Deivat kshuvita dharminyam swasyam yono parapuman adatta viryam sa abhu asuta mahatattvam hiranyamayam hiranmayam.
Then, Daivat Chubita. Daivat means destiny. Chubita means agitated. Agitated. So, what was agitated? Dharminyam. Dharminyam is the equilibrium of the gunas. Three gunas, equilibrium, sattva, rajas, and tamas. There is no agitation there. The agitation started because the Daivat Chubita. Daivat means because of the destiny. Because of the fructification of the fruit of action of each jiva. Daivat chuvita swasvam yona parapuman. Parapuman, that Paramatma. And whose yoni is this? Paramatma, swasvam yoni. It is the womb. Prakriti is under the control of Paramatma. It is Paramatma yoni. Then what Paramatma did? Adhatta viryam. Adhatta viryam means he impregnated with semen. Viryam is semen. But it is the Paramatma, he does not have any semen or the seedal form like we all have. No. He just touched with his chit sakti. Chit sakti, that's all. Whole prakriti is inert. He just touched that prakriti with his chit sakti, that's all. Then sa means prakriti, striling. Sa, asut. Asut means delivered. That prakriti delivered. What? Mahatattvam. Mahatattvam? Mahatattva came first. Then, how is that mahatattva? Hiranmayam. Hiranmayam means it's golden color. Hiranmayam. Mahatattva came first. So when Supreme Paramatma placed his energy, that is chit sakti is the power of intelligence. Power of intelligence. Because of the chit sakti, we are able to see, hear, think, and understand. That is chit sakti. So power of intelligence in his own maya. So Bhagwan gave his chit sakti. He has got three sakti, sat sakti, chit sakti, and ananda sakti. Three things are there. So chit sakti means don't think that sat sakti and ananda sakti is not there. All three are there. But chit sakti is touching. And what is this chit sakti? It's the total intelligence. It's intelligence. Chit sakti. So the maya, what is that maya? Is the source of all created being, the equilibrium of whose guna had been disturbed by the destiny of the various jeev. Destiny of the various jeev. What is the destiny of the various jeev? How it is disturbed? You see, you will understand, every night it is our pralay. Every night it is our pralaya, and we wake up because of our prarabdha. Because of prarabdha, it makes us get up. Get up for today's 18 hours, sukh dukh is you have to experience. Every day it is happening. Same thing is happening in the prakriti. The whole prakriti has gone into lay dissolution at the night of Brahmaji. Now Brahmaji is sleeping. And night of Brahma is we have seen. How long is the night and how long is the day? In one day, 14 Manus come. And each Manu stays for 71 Chatur Yuga. And now we are passing through the seventh Manu. Seventh Manu. So, in the night what happens? All the jiva goes into the serial form. Nothing is destroyed. We all go into the sleep and nothing is destroyed. We wake up as an engineer, doctor, whatever we are. Our vasanas also are intact. Everything is intact. But in the morning, all we get up to experience our prarabdha of sukh and dukh. Same thing is happening in the night of Brahmaji. All the jivas are in the seedal form there. Then the morning comes. Creation starts. At that time all jivas come out. They all have to experience their karma phala. Okay. And first thing what was came is the mahatattva. Mahatattva means all comprehending entity. Everything is that in the golden egg. In the golden egg. Everything is there. It is also known as Hiranmaya Garbha, the golden cosmic cell, having within it the whole creation in seminal condition. Seminal condition. This is compared like a seed when we soak in water for whole night, early morning, it swells, you know. It swells. The jacket has not cracked, sprout has not come out. It is that stage. So this cosmic cell is of that stage. Everything is there, but in the seedal form is there. So Lord, by the Chit Shakti, lends sentiency to inert Mahatattva. When it is touched by Chit Shakti, we call it Hiranyagarbha. Without Chit Shakti, we call it Mahatattva. So sometimes we use Mahatattva, sometimes we say Hiranyagarbha or Brahmaji. Brahmaji is the creator. So when we say Mahatattva, it is the predominance of the inertness, you know, inertness. When the Chit Shakti is joining it, then what it becomes? Hiranyamaya. Hiranyagarbha, we say. Then starts the series of cause and effect, and the whole world of objects, beings are made. Slowly, slowly, we'll see in this chapter, the whole thing one by one, it will come. Same thing it is said in Bhagavad Gita also, sarvayoni sukanteya murtaya sambhavanti ya tasam brahma mahatyoni aham bija pratpita. Bhagavan says in Gita that I am the bija pratpita. I give the seed. Giving seed means what? I just touch with my chit shakti. That's all. So where is he touching? He says, Mahat Yoni, the Mahat word has come. Mahat Yoni is the womb. How is this Mahat? Is a Brahma. Brahma means, is not a Brahma. Mahat Yoni is not a Brahma. Brahma means Brihatatvat iti Brahma. Mahat Yoni is a Virat. Virat. It is Brahma. Brahma Mahat Yoni. And what happens when Bija Pratpita, when Lord touches it with his Chit Shakti, then sarvayoni sukanteya murtaya sambhavanti. Sarvayoni, all the yonis, different types of jiva, they all come out. They are produced. So whatever forms are produced, kanteya in all wombs, it is from my chit shakti being touching the mool prakriti. We call it mool prakriti. Mool prakriti. So he lends sentiency to whom? Devata, Manushya, Pasu, Pakshi, all these they get this Chit Shakti. how to understand. Like father gives life to child and the mother gives the body, same way life is given by Paramatma and the body is given by Prakriti. So whatever we experience in our individual life, same thing is in the Prakriti outside also. So Prakriti cannot give life. One should understand it very clearly. Prakriti is jad, it is inert. It is only Pancha Mahabhut. It cannot give life. Some people say by combination of five elements, the life comes. Impossible. And they give a beautiful example. Like a paan we take, na paan. Paan is green. The leaf is green. And chuna is, lime is white. And the katha is brown. When it is chewed, what happens? There is no greenness. There is no whiteness. What happens? It becomes red. So they give an example of a paan. How the paan becomes red, same way this Pancha Mahabhut, when they intermingle or mix, then sentiency comes. It never happens. It never happens. You mix Pancha Mahabhut. Take some earth, clay, put water in that, make something, put it in fire, or dry it, that pot you dry it by ear, or put it in fire. Will it become sentient? No. It will never become sentient. But some people, they explain that. Next.
Vishwam atmagatam vyanjan kutastho jagadankuraha Swateja pivata tibram atma praswapanam tamah.
Vishwam atmagatam. In this Hiranyamaya, this golden egg, what is that? Whole Vishwa is atmagatam, is inside. Whole Vishwa is atmagatam. Acha. Vyanjan, vyanjan is manifesting. Kutastha, kutastha means unchangeable. There is no lay and which shape. Lay means dissolution or agitation in that state. In that Mahatattva, there is no lay. There is no big shape, no agitation there. Kutastha Jagat Ankura. It is the Ankur. It is the source of whole Jagat is going to manifest from this Hiranyamaya Garbha. Swatejasa, by its own effulgence. Apivat, apivita, he drank. What he drank? Tama, darkness. Tama, darkness. How is that tama? Tibram, dense darkness. So when there is a pralaya, what happens at that time? There is a darkness. Like when we go to sleep, what happens? Everything is dark. In the night, everything is dark. Dark, tama. Apivata, but when we get up in early morning, what happens? Darkness goes away. Similarly, when this creation came, what happened? Darkness went away. So who took away the darkness? It is that Hiranyamaya. With the Chit Shakti, with the association of the Lord, it drank. The whole darkness is gone. As if now the morning is starting. And what this darkness is then? Atma Prasavaparam. Atma Prasavaparam, the darkness has covered the Mahatattva. When the dissolution happens, what happens? Everything goes into the seedal form. And then there is a darkness. We can't see anything at that time. Can't see anything. So it covers Mahatattvam. So Mahatattva, which knew no lay and which shape, and represented the shoot of the tree of Jagat, that is Jagat Ankur, drank up by its own effulgence the thick gloom pertaining to that pralaya, which had once swallowed the Mahatattva in order to manifest the Jagat, which lay in the subtle form. In Hiranyamaya Garbha, it is in the subtle form. It has not yet come out. Nothing has come out. So Bhagwan or Paramatma is ever existing. Paramatma was there before creation, during the creation, and after the creation. How do you understand? Atman, the Chetan in us, is present when we are sleeping, when we are awake, or when the thoughts are there, when the thoughts are not there, or when the thoughts are present, at that time also is there. Same thing is happening in the totality also. So Paramatma is always present. Whether the Srishti is there or not, we have already seen. Paramatma can stay without Srishti, but Srishti cannot stay without Paramatma. So before the creation, Paramatma was there. During the creation, Paramatma is there. After dissolution, again the Paramatma will be there. Okay. So in Pralaya, what happens? Maya is dormant. Maya dormant, it goes into the Pradhan, unmanifest form. All jiva, all goes into the unmanifest form, seedal form. And when our karma fall will again fructify, everybody will come. And then Lord has to give us the field also for experiencing our sukha and dukkha. So this will slowly, slowly will come. Okay. So a jeev can reach Paramatma through Mahatattva also. A jeev can reach Paramatma through Mahatattva also. How is that? It is in the Kathopanishad it is said that merge your speech in mind. Merge your speech in mind. Merge mind into intellect. Then this buddhi should be merged into total intellect, which is Mahatattva. Mahatattva is total intelligence also. Mahatattva is total intelligence. From that total intelligence, the ahankar will come. This next step. But what is this Mahatattva? It's the total intelligence. So our speech of organs represents all organs. All sense organs should be merged into the mind. Mind should be merged into intellect. Intellect should be merged into total intellect, that is Mahatattva. And Mahatattva is to be merge into Santatma. Santatma means Paramatma. So this way also we can go. It's the same thing. What we do in the Samadhi is the same thing. Next.
Yattat sattva gunam swacham shantam bhagavata padam yadahur vasudevakhyam chittam tan mahadatmakam.
Now yattat, which tat means that, sattagunam, sattagun, it is, how is that? Swachha, clear, santam, sober, bhagavat padam, God, status of understanding, bhagavat padam. Yat ahu, which is called vasudevakhyam, named as vasudeva, chittam tat mahadatmakam, chittam tat mahadatmakam. So what is the connection between Vasudeva, Chitta? Chitta means mind, not Chitta, not single ta, it is double ta. Single ta means consciousness, Chitta, don't get confused. Chitta, double T, Chitta means your Antahkaran or memory part in that Antahkaran. And Mahadatmakam, what is the relation between these three things? Vasudeva, then there is a mind and there is Mahadatmakam. So it is said, what is called as Mahatattva in the cosmic aspect is Adibhuta. What is that is said as Mahatattva is Adibhuta, related to Bhut, has got involved in individual aspect as Adhyatma and is known as Chitta. What is there as Adibhuta? The same thing has come in us. In Adhyatma. Adhyatma means in individual. And that is known as Chitta. Chitta means Antakaran. So whatever is outside, that is the same thing is inside. Same thing is inside. Chitta. And this is being dominated by Sattagun. It is pure, peaceful, and suited for contemplation of the Lord. It is in pure form. There is no mixing yet. It is a pure form, therefore Sattagun, and it is peaceful, and we can meditate also in that. Chetragya, Chetragya means the knower, knower of the field. Knower of the field is in Antakaran, is in our mind. Who is knower inside us? It's Paramatma only, we call it Jeev. I am able to see, I am able to touch this table. But who is doing? Actually, Paramatma is touching. Nor the field in Antakarana is worshipable as Vasudev in all of us. Vasudev. Vasudev. So three things are being said. Whatever is outside as a Mahatattva is within us as Chitta, and the regulator or the worshipable deity is Vasudeva. We have studied for each organs of perception and action, we have got a devta. We have got a presiding deity. Now, this Antahkaran has got four parts. And these four parts, man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar, they have got their presiding deity and worshipable deity. Presiding deity means governing deity, ruling deity. So, this Vasudev is Sattagun, Swacham and Suddha Satta. Vasudev is not contaminated. We all know our Atman or Paramatman is never contaminated by the actions of our gross body or subtle body. So this Vasudev is the ultimate devta of Chitta, Chitta of memory, whose Adhishtata or presiding deity is Chetragya. Chetragya means the knower of the field. This body is said as field. Chetragya is the knower of field. And Vasudev is the Upasya Dev. So in Vedic literature, you will find four names of Vishnu avatar are very commonly used, very commonly used. They are Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. Aniruddha. These four names are going to come very soon. So these four names are the avatar of Vishnu. So first is the Vasudev. So Vasudev is the worshipable entity for the Chitta. Chitta means in our mind. Chitta means memory. Then Sankarsan is the devata or worshipable deity for Ahankar. Ahankar. But we have studied in Chittabodh, devata of Ahankar is Rudra. Rudra. Through Rudra, we have to go to Upasyadev Sankarsan. Upasyadev Sankarsan, Rudra. Pradyumna is Devta of Buddhi. Pradyumna is the Devta of Buddhi, but in Tattvabodh we have seen Brahma, and through Brahma, Brahma is the regulator, preceding deity, controller, ruler of that sense. That element, that means buddhi. But through Brahma, we will be actually praying to Pradyumna. Pradyumna. And similarly, Aniruddha is the devata of mind, man. Devata of mind, man. In Tattvabodh, we find Chandrama. Chandrama, we in Sanskrit we say Adhishtata. Adhishtata means the ruling deity, controlling deity. Through this ruling, controlling deity, we will be worshipping Aniruddha. Aniruddha, they are Upasya Devata. So it is one step further elaboration. So whatever you have studied in Tattvabodh, the four devatas, the ruling devatas of man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar, corresponding we have seen that there is Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. So one Mahatattva reappears, expansions of Bhagwan also occur. See, when the Pralaya was there, then these four avatars and all the 24 avatars or different deities were not there, Rudra, Shiva and all that was not there. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh came only when the creation started. Brahma is for the creation, Vishnu is for sustenance, and Bhagwan Shiva is for the dissolution. When Pralaya, there is no creation, then these gods were not there. When it creation started, then all sorts of devatas, they all came. Devta of each organs of perception and each organs of action, they all started coming one by one. So one who is seated in our heart is Vasudeva. He is Kshetrajna in all of us. He is seated in all bodies and is knower of all bodies and their activities. In order to reach him, what we have to do? We have to worship him. We have to worship Vasudeva. Through Kshetrajna, we have to do that. Same Vasudev is called Dwarkadhish when he is associated by Maya. Vasudev. Now when we are calling Vasudev, it is more subtle form. And Dwarkadhish is the manifestation with the associated with the Maya. Then he becomes Dwarkadhish. But very rare people come to know that Vasudev. Vasudev is a subtle form. Very rare people. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Bahunam Janmanante Jnanvan Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlava. Samahatma, the knowing that Paramatma, that Vasudev, one who knows Sudurlava, very Durlava Mahatma. So since we are studying Bhagavatam and now we are understanding how Vasudev is connected, how Pradyumna is connected to all of us, they are all with us. So one day we can become Durlabh Mahatma. Durlabh Mahatma. If we come to know that Vasudev sarvam iti saham atma durlabha. Whole world is that Vasudev only. In Vedanta we say whole world is Brahman only. Know that Brahman by closing your eyes, going to the samadhi and understand in your atma that your atma is Brahman only. In Vedanta we say like this. But in Bhagavatam everything is Vasudev only. Everything Vasudev. Okay. So for release from ego, what should we do? We should worship Sankarsan Bhagwan. Sankarsan Bhagwan can be worshipped through Shiv, Rudra. I am trying to connect Tattva Bodh with Bhagavatam so that you don't get confused. वहाँ तो ये बोला, यहाँ तो ये बोला, which one is right? ऐसा नहीं है. I am trying to connect it. Because you have studied Tattva Bodh, therefore I am trying to connect it. So snakes on Shiv are representative of Sankarsan Bhagwan. For release from the mental disturbances, worship Aniruddha. This is represented by moon. We all know, with the moon dasa going up and down, with the moon reducing or increasing, the mental disturbances increase and decrease. It is said at the Purnima and in Amavasya, it is maximum. Mental disturbance, if there is a mental patient, the disease aggravates in Amavasya and Purnima. So through moon, we have to worship Aniruddha. Similarly, for fixing buddhi in, if you want to fix your buddhi in Paramatma, earlier I told you, Vacha should be merged in mind, mind should be merged in intellect. Now this individual buddhi, if you want to merge in total buddhi is Mahatattva. So if you want to fix that, what we have to do? We have to worship Pradyumna. It can be reached through Brahmaji. So if you want to make a chart, you have to read once, listen to this description once again, then you can correct. In Tattva Bodh this is this, and worshipful deity said in this is one and the same thing. Next.
Swachatvam abhikaritvam shantatvam iti chetasah vritti vilakshanam proktam yathapam prakritivpara.
Swachatvam Abhikaritvam. Swachhatam is clean. Abhikaritvam, free of vikar. There is no vikar, no modification. Abhikaritvam. Santatvam, serenity. Iti das chetasa. Chetasam is mind. Chetasam is mind. Vrittivi lakshan, by characteristics. All lakshan means the traits. Proktam kar, yatha apam prakriti prata. As the water. You see, water in the pristine state is very clear. Very clear. It is swachh. There is free from all impurity. There is no taste, no waves, no bubbles, no disturbance. Water without any impurity in it. When you drink water, do you get any taste? No. But if you add salt, different taste. Sugar, different taste. Orange juice, mango juice, lassi, different taste come. But water itself has got no taste. No taste. No waves and no bubbles. Acha. How it is coming, that taste and this impurities are coming? Because of the impurities being put into that. Impurities put into that. When we put some mud into the water, it becomes muddy, impure. Water becomes impure. So it is from the prithvi tattva. In the same way, chitta, mind corresponding to the mahatta tattva. Now you are able to understand whatever is the individual antakaran we have got, it has got a relation with the mahat tattva, total intelligence. Abhi bataya aapko connection. And Vasudev is the authority. Vasudev is the worshipable deity. Mahatattva in its pristine state is pure, unmodified and peaceful. Unmodified and peaceful. And is capable of revealing the glory of the indwelling spirit. In that state, when the mind is pure, unagitated, it will reveal Paramatma. In Vedanta also we have seen the same thing. Vedanta also same thing. Our mind is impure. What are the impurities? Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, master, remove it. What will happen? We will see consciousness. Other way, we have also learned in Upadeshar also or in Vedanta also, consciousness plus thought is equal to mind. Mind minus thought. Thought means kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, master, remove it. Mind minus thought is equal to consciousness. Same thing. So in the beginning of the creation, mind was not polluted, not obscure. When we get more polluted by the matter, consciousness becomes obscure. We are not able to experience consciousness. It is with us. It is with us. But we are not able to see. Why? Vasana. Because of the impurities. It is not seen. Earlier one could see reflection of consciousness and see his own existence. See his own existence. You can see that. You can see that. We have got a personal experience of that also. You can see. When we are doing the pranayam with Sri Sri Ravi Shankar Ji, and after pranayam, it guided us so that you're as if the subtle body has come out of you and you are seeing. You are seeing your body lying on the floor. You can see. You can experience. It is possible. So in the earlier when the mind was not polluted, they were able to see the reflection of consciousness, their existence. Oh yes. Atman is also there and Atman is there. I can clearly understand this is Atman. Now we are not able to understand. But earlier they used to see their own existence. This state was pleasing, transparent and sober. This state. Next.
Mahatattvat vikurvanat bhagavat vira sambhavat priya shakti rahankarah
Now, Mahatattva. The first thing has already come from where? from pradhan. From pradhan, it has become prakriti. Prakriti means manifest. In pradhan, it was unmanifest, abhyakta. Now the first abhyakta thing is mahatattva. So therefore, this is prakriti. So mahatattva bikurvanat. Bikurvanat means it undergone some changes. Mahatattva modified. Then what happened? Bhagavat virya sambhavat. How it happened? Because it evolved by from the Lord's energy. Because Lord's energy, chit shakti has already touched. Now the modification will happen. The whole world we are finding, everything is changing, perishable, modifying. So this is also now modifying. Then what happened? Kriya shakti ahankar trivida sampadyata. Sampadyata sprang up. From mahatattva sprang up kriya shakti, evolved with the power of action, and ahankar trivida, and the ego. Ego of three types. Three types is sattva, rajas, tamas. It will tell. The whole detail will come further. So out of mahatattva, ahankar came. And the detail of ahankar is from verse number 23 to 26. 23-26. So out of mahatattva quickened by the will of the Lord was evolved ahankar, I sense, which is predominantly endowed with the kriya shakti, active power, and is of the three kinds. What are the three kinds? Next verse.
Vaikarika staijasascha tamasascha yato bhavah manasascendriyanamcha bhutanamahatamapi.
Then vaikarik. Vaikarik means sattvagun. So another word for sattvagun is vaikarik. Then tejas. Tejas you have studied in tattvabodh. Tejas is rajasik ego. Tamasascha. Tamasascha means tamasik ego. Yata from which bhava originated. Originated from where? From mahatattva. From mahatattva ahankar came, and this ahankar is of three types. Sattvik ahankar, rajasik ahankar, and tamasik ahankar. Then manascha indriyanam. From this, again what came later on? Mana, mind will come. Then indriyanam, 10 senses, cha bhutanam, 5 great elements, mahatam api also. Slowly, slowly it will be explained that these also came. Okay, so from mahatattva, first modification evolved was ahankar. Similarly, when we forget pure consciousness and identify with BMI, then comes the ego. The moment we get identified with the prakriti, ego comes. When we disidentify and attach ourselves to Paramatma, ego vanishes. When the consciousness identifies with anatma, ego comes. And that ego covers atma. Like the sun, when it contacts the ocean, then the evaporation of water happens, it becomes cloud and covers sun itself. It is because of association. Can I disconnect it? No, you cannot. If water is there, sun is there, evaporation will happen. Similarly, when the Atman is there, Anatman is there, when the association happens, then Jivatva will come and it will cover. If I disassociate with Anatma and associate with Paramatma, what will happen? The ego which was generated because of the association with Anatma Vastu, now it is no more there. Ego gaya, khatam. So once the association happens, after that, going back to Paramatma is very difficult. Very difficult. The same thing is said in the Kathopanishad, Churasya dhara nishita duraktya. Churasya dhara, it is a sharp nishita, very like walking on a sharp edge knife. What does that mean? It is very, very difficult. Again, going back to your original state. Why so? Because there is chance of fall again. Chance of fall means, oh, you will say, are kahan ja rahe hai? I am not getting anything going toward the Paramatma. Koi development samajh mein nahi aata hai. I am doing japa for last 25 years. Nothing is happening. But here, if I go back to samsara, I get sukh immediately. Immediately, from day one, with the contract, I get sukh. Five jnanendriya touching the five sense organs, I got sukh. So Jeev starts thinking, this is better. Again he comes and fall. Pramado vai mrityu, Sanat Kumar said, we studied in Vivek Chudamani, Pramadi, heedless, careless, Pramadi vai mrityu. You become little bit of careless, mrityu. You are associated with anatma and then mrityu. You are in the cycle of birth and death. Climbing stairs is very difficult. Detaching from anatma and attaching to atma is very difficult. Climbing stairs. But coming down? Coming down. You don't have to put in effort. So sansar mein girna is very easy. But coming out of the sansar is difficult. And in Vivek Chudamani it is said, example is given that if ball, if you, throw it or you leave it from the top of the staircase, what will happen? It will touch one staircase, then after that three gap, then after the seven gap, then you can't stop it. It will go down. It is so fast, it will go down.
Sahasra shirasam sakshat yam anantam prachakshati Sankarshanakhyam purusham bhutrendriyamanomayam.
Then sahastra sirsam, thousand-headed, satchat ama anantam. Satchat means directly, ama means whom, anantam means endless, pratakshate means they all say. Sankarshanakhyam, named at Sankarshan. I already explained you Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, they are all going to come. That is why I explained you in the beginning only. So, Sankarsana Akhyam Purusam Bhutendriya Manomayam. Bhut means Purusam. Bhut means elements and Indriya senses and Manomayam, consisting of mind. Consisting of mind. So, this threefold Ahankar, the source of mind, sense organ, is the same as symbolic Purus called Sankarsana Bhagwan, whom Vaishnav speak of Anantadev with the thousand heads. So this Ahankar will be the source of mind. Slowly we are going coming down, slowly, slowly. From Ahankar came Tanmatra, from Tanmatra came Sthul, Panchamahabhut. Tanmatra?
Subtle.
What is Tanmatra? Sabda, Sparsa, Rupa, Ras, Gandhi. You have to remember always this is Tanmatra. And what is Panchamahabhut? When this Tanmatra mixed up, then came Panchamahabhut. And with the Tanmatra, in Tattva Bodh we have studied, there came the mind, the Sattvic portion came into the mind, Rajasic something and Tamasic something. Same thing will be explained in this chapter. Next.
Kartritvam karanatvam cha karyatvam cheti lakshanam shanta ghora vimu vimuratvam iti vasyadahankrite.
Now three things happen. Kartitvam, doership, karnitvam, instrument, and karyatvam being effect. These are the lakshan of this ahankar. Santa, ghora, vimura. Santa, serene, ghora, active, vimura, dull. This is another three words for sattva, rajas and tamar. Sant, sattva. Ghor, rajas. Vimur, tamas. Iti va syat aham krite. And this is related to ego. So the ahankar is characterized as a doer when conceived in the form of deities presiding over the indriya and mind. We have already studied each indriya organ of perception, organ of action, and antakaran chatushtaya, each has got presiding deity. In one of the previous, I have gave you the whole chart from the Tattvabodha also. And instrument karan in the form of indriya. So we have got presiding deity, devtas, and we have got the karan, the instruments, and the infect in form of the gross elements. Gross element. When tanmatra mixed up, then came all the gross element. It is further characterized as the serene, active, and dull, or sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. With gross elements, many objects of the enjoyments are created, and we forget sat and associate with the asat to enjoy sense object. Sat and asat. Sat means atma, asat means anatma. Anatma means prakriti. Sat means purush. So when we associate with anatma, with the prakriti, what happens? We forget sat. We forget sat. One Mahatma says, sat sang chadi. Sat means that Paramatma. Sang chadi. You can understand. Sat sang chadi. Kenu asat bilas. And we got with the asat. Started enjoying object, asat. Sense object bilas. Te karane lagilo ye karma bandh phas. Because we got associated with the asat, then bondage of action. Karma phas. Phas means the bondage of action. Bondage of action. You became karta. You associated with this. Associated with anatma. The moment anatma came, ahankar came. Ahankar means what? Aham karta iti ahankar hai. I am the doer. This is ahankar. I became the doer. When I started doing, what will happen? Now the karma phal will come. Now karma phal will come. When karma phal will come? After action will come. After action it will come means what? It will come, it will take its own time. There is a time gap. But we don't know the time gap. Kab aayega malum nahi? If I am happy today, that means I have done some good action in the past. That is why I am happy. If I am sorrowful today, who is responsible? I did action. Some bad action. Suppose I want to be happy always hereafter. What should I do? All bad action. Good action. If I do good action, good result will come. Good result means sukh will come. Good result means punya. Punya means sukha. But when it will come, that we don't know. It can come in this life or it can come after 100 lives also. We don't know. If we are experiencing sukha, we don't know which action are giving me that sukha. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, it says, Gahano karma gati. We should be very, very careful in our actions. Very careful. If I consider myself doer, I am bound by that action. If the same action is done for the happiness of the Lord, it is not binding. So simple. But still, people are not following. So simple. Next.
Vaikarikad vikurvanat manastattvam ajayata yat sankalpa vikalpabhyam vartate kama sambhavah.
Vaikarika, vaikarika means sattvik. I have already told you vaikarika means sattvik. This sattvik ahankar vikurvanat transferred into what? Manah tattvam, mind principle, ajayata, evolved. Then, yat sankalpa vikalpa abhyam, then whose thought and vikalpa, reflections, vartate kama sambhava, and vartate means happens, kama sambhava means rise of desire comes. So from sattvic ankar, as it underwent transformation, was evolved mind. First is pradhan. Pradhan means subject. Again and again I will revise so that it is registered in our mind. First is mind. Abhyakta state, unmanifest state is called pradhan. Then in that pradhan is abhishesh. Abhishesh means you can't segregate kya hai isme. Like in the seed. In the seed, if you open it, you can't find out where is the trunk, where is the leaf, where is the branches, where is fruit, where is flower. You can't find anything. It is abhyakta. Then comes the vyakta. Vyakta is called prakriti. So vyakta state is mahatattva. From mahatattva came ahankar. Ahankar is of three types. Now he is taking up sattvic ahankar. After that he will take rajasic ahankar, tamasic ahankar. So this from sattvic ahankar went into transmigration and came mind. And what is the function of mind? Sankalpa. Sankalpa. What was the sankalpa mind did? It got, it made an imagination and contacted with the body. That is what mind did. Here is the sukh. Get contacted with the body, get attached to this and get sukha. Or vikalpa. Vikalpa means obsession with the objects. So mind has got two functions, attached to the body and now running out to the objects outside. Vikalpa. And in Tattvabodh we find sankalpa vikalpa atmakam mana. Same thing is said here. Did you find the word? Yat sankalpa vikalpa abhyam. Same sankalpa vikalpa we find in the Tattvabodh. Shankaracharya says sankalpa vikalpa atmakam mana. So likes and dislikes, rag, dvesh are seated in senses and we accept and reject sense object as per rag and dvesh. So this mind hovers on the sense object which are asat. And same mind become fixed when it is directed toward the self. Mind when it is associated with the body and the sense object is restless. Our own experience, it is restless. Same mind become fixed when it is turned toward law. Mind is agitated, that we all accept. Is it not so? When the mind is associated with the body, attached with the body, or the mind is attached with the sense object, it is restless. But the same mind, when it is directed toward the self, it becomes fixed. It becomes shant. No more vrittis. No more agitations. One more we'll see.
Related to mind. Yad vidura niruddhakhyam rishikanam adhishwaram saradendivarasyamam samradham yogi bhishanaihi.
Yad vidu, yad means which? Vidu means is known. Aniruddha akhyam, name Aniruddha. Aniruddha. So we have seen Vasudev, we have seen Sankarsan, now we are coming to Aniruddha. Pradyumna is still to come. Aniruddha akhyam. Rishika nam adhiswara. Rishika nam adhiswara. Adhiswara means the ruler. Ruler of Rishika nam. Rishika nam means of the senses. Sarada Induvar Syamam. Sarada means autonomous. And Induvar Syamam is the blue lotus. Sangradhyam means who is found. Yogi bhi sanai. Sanai, yogi, those who are the meditator. Sanai, slowly, slowly they get it. So the category of mind is presided over by the emanation of the Lord known as Aniruddha. Yogi worship him in devout meditation as if deep blue complexion like an autumnal blue lotus and as controlling the senses. So as I earlier said, there are 24 avatars of Vishnu in which Sankarsan, Vasudev, Pradyumna and Aniruddha are famous. Earlier, yogis used to worship or try to fix their mind on Aniruddha with four hands, Sankha Chakra Padma Gada, and it is said, when the mind is fixed on Aniruddha, a person becomes free of rag and dvish. Free of rag and dvish. So from Aniruddha yogi shifts the Krishna, his attention to Vasudeva. That means Krishna. Krishna, that means in our Vedanta we'll say to Atman or Brahman, which is our ultimate goal. So this was from the Sattvic Ahankar, from which mind evolved. Now later on we'll see Rajasic Ahankar and Tamasic Ahankar also. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.